The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Whether they were wise men or magi or magicians or kings, clearly they were foreigners from the east. They were definitely astrologers because they were watching the stars. Last year, January 10 and 11, 2021, in the evening there was a convergence of three planets, Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn, very low on the west-southwest horizon, called the Great Conjunction. This is how many people explain the star event, which would have also taken place around the time of Jesus' birth. It won't happen with three planets again until 2080. World history will recall the Great Conjunction of 2020 in the context of the Great Pandemic. The time before that was in 1226, 800 years ago. For fun, I researched the 1220s, and this is what was happening as the stars looked down on us the last time. Saint Francis had just resigned from leadership of the Franciscan Order, and at the same time, the Dominican Order is approved by Pope Honorius III. Frederick II is crowned Holy Roman Emperor by Pope Honorius III, later to be excommunicated the next year when his power threatened the Papal States. Mongols under Genghis Khan from the east are conquering present-day Central Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, and the Arabian Peninsula. A new modernist architecture called Gothic is becoming popular, but very controversial. Under construction are the cathedrals of Chartres, Amiens, Toulouse in France, and York Minster and Salisbury in England. The western facade of Notre Dame is completed in this year. The Mayans of the Yucatan revolt against the rulers of Chichen Itza. And in 1226, the church permits adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in parishes. Wise men were seeking the star 2,000 years ago. Were they religious? Who were they? Well, the people of religions of that time were either Zoroastrians, which was the most ancient religion, or Hindu, or later Buddhist. By the time of the birth of Jesus, these religions had been in existence for hundreds, even thousands of years. Shepherds were also called. Were these the only others who came? These are the main characters, aren't they? It seems strange that not even Herod was aware of what was happening only a few miles away. He was so corrupt, so self-absorbed, so amoral. The land was occupied by foreigners, and their own tyrant was a king. The people were living in very tough times. And seekers still come to look. Lately, I've been studying St. Pope Paul VI's encyclical Ecclesiam Suam, and I'm struck how this document foreshadows the beginning of the second session of the Second Vatican Council in 1964. He speaks about how the Church must renew and restore her relationship with the world in the modern age. One of those first steps is to establish humble and honest dialogue with all humanity, not just among ourselves. Up until that time, the Church had a mentality to close the doors and keep safe what she held, to protect and defend it from heresy and reject anything else. Rather than a dialogue, it was a monologue. Paul VI said that we need to acknowledge what is good and desirable in all religions, not beginning with our inner circle, but beginning with all of humanity. Then those who believe in one God, then Christians, then Catholics. Is that not what we see being inspired from the visitors from the East to the creche in Bethlehem? Jesus came for them as much as for his own family. So let's turn back to the first reading. It talks about situations and promises, doesn't it? It even gives us a call to action. It says, "Darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the people." If we pause for a moment, we can think of so much darkness and so many clouds, especially considering the last couple of years in our world. But it says, "Rise up in splendor. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you, and over you appears his glory." It is not like we are in the spotlight, my brothers and sisters. We are the spotlight. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Wait, well, you might ask, are nations going to walk by my light, or kings by my shining radiance? Look, he says, they come to you. You shall be radiant. Your hearts will throb and overflow. All riches of the world will be brought to you. You will lack nothing. Well, it just happened, didn't it? The Son of God came and became one of us. We've only had a few days for the truth to sink in. But also, it's something that can take place over our entire lives to try to understand the beautiful mystery that has just happened. This feast day of the Epiphany is far more than just the revelation of the love of God and the birth of his Son in our world to the Gentiles. It is a celebration that we become what we see. It is God's life that flows in us. We bear the light of God's glory. We illuminate our shortcomings and problems. And with God's help, we become the solution.